Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is God Shows His Anger Against All Ungodliness and Unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Somebody's holy in the world. Somebody is perfect in the world. There's somebody that can have a standard that is higher than our standard. Because the Bible says that our hearts are desperately wicked. We're always looking to do the wrong thing and to go against the things of God rather than going along with God. I hope you agree with me. If you're reading the Word of God, you probably will. But we all have to start somewhere. Friends, I'm so glad that you are joining me on the Bible Book Club. I am getting such good people who want to come on that group, Bible Book Club, and people are sending me things. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you for being a part of this group. I'm so excited that we're going to grow. And we want at least 1,000 people praying and reading God's word every day. Now, does that mean you have to read the whole Bible in one day? No. It means that it's separated for every day. I do post it, but I can also give you the plan for reading along with us every day. If you would like it, or you can go to our website, www.livingh20.com, and you can go to the Bible Book Club, and it will give you the reading plan for the year. Amen. All right, today we're in the book of Romans. God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, evil men who push away the truth from them. For the truth about God is known to them instinctively. God has put this knowledge in their hearts. Since earliest times, men have seen the earth and sky and all that God made and have known his existence and great eternal power. So they have no excuse when they stand before God at judgment day. Yes, they knew about him all right, but they wouldn't admit it or worship him or even thank him for his daily care. And after a while, they began to think up silly ideas about what God was like and what he wanted them to do. The result was that their foolish minds became dark and confused. Claiming themselves to be wise without God, they became utter fools instead. And then, instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they took wood and stone and made idols for themselves, carving them to look like mere birds and animals and snakes and puny men. So God let them go ahead into every sort of sex sin, and do whatever they wanted to. And yes, vile and sinful things with each other. Instead of believing what they knew was the truth about God, they deliberately chose to believe lies. And so they prayed to the things that God made, but wouldn't obey the blessed God who made these things. That's an earful. This is in the book of Romans, chapter 1. And I'm only giving you a little piece about this topic. And who wrote this book? Probably Paul. In fact, it does say that Paul wrote the book of Romans. And why did he do it? Why did he write it? Because people were sinning. We are all sinners. Our natural mind or heart is always looking to do something wrong. For example, when you tell a little child, maybe 1 year old, and understand English a little bit, language, and you say, don't touch that toy, what do? They want to touch the toy. It's a natural phenomenon for us to go against the grain of God. But God made a way that we would come back to him, and that was his son Jesus. And through Jesus Christ, we can serve God. We can love God. We can connect with God on a spiritual level, on an intimate level. And I want you to have that experience because, believe it or not, I never thought about God. I mean, I knew about God when I was little, but I really didn't serve God. But one day, God touched my heart and made me see the light. And did I become perfect? No, and I'm still not perfect. But we are striving for the things about our God. Friends, God cannot bless unrighteousness. And you know what? We know when we're unrighteous. The sinner knows. And if you talk to the sinner, that's me too, right? We are all sinners. But if you ask somebody, the reason they don't want to come to God is because they know they're unrighteous and they know they have ungodliness. And for that reason, they're ashamed to come to God. But you know what? Everyone has sinned against God. From the president to the king to whoever in this world, every single man, woman, and child is a sinner. I didn't say it. God said it. Don't blame me. God said it from the beginning in the Garden of Eden that we are all sinners and we need God. The only way we can get to God is through Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. What does that mean? When we come to Jesus, he takes all of our sin and puts it on his own back. You are the only person in the world he would do that for you. It doesn't matter. You're a murderer. You're whatever. Whatever you're doing, I don't know. But whoever you are, he was able to save the murderer on the cross. And if he can do that when he was dying on the cross, he can do that for you. If you heard this message today, friends, would you say this prayer with me and you want to know this Jesus that I'm talking about? Maybe you never even heard about it and you didn't know anything about it. And it doesn't matter. It's by faith we receive the righteousness that God has for us, the godliness that God has for us. Pray with me. Father God, I ask you right now to come into my heart. Change me and give me a new direction. Give me purpose, Lord. Yes, Lord, I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart. Change my heart. Let me be a man or a woman of God. Hallelujah. And Lord, I want to serve you all the days of my life. I don't like what I'm doing, and I know it's wrong. And so I give it to you. You change me. You give me a new life. Lord, I forgive anyone who hurt me. Just as you forgave me, you command us to forgive one another. And so I do. And I receive you as my Savior right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed this prayer with me, I'm so excited. The Bible says when one sinner comes to God, all the angels rejoice. The angels have a party when one person comes to Jesus. Can you imagine you are that important that all the angels would give God glory and praise and honor for your salvation? Amen. And amen.